We're here on KSOM as we continue to look back at this past basketball season, looking out at the Nottoway Valley boys basketball season with first-year head coach Mick Long. And, Coach, I know the win total didn't come like you probably wanted to. This was your first year, so looking to try and rebuild the program, bring it back to where it once was. How'd you feel overall about this past season?
I think at the end, yeah, you're right. It wasn't as many wins as we would have wanted, but it's probably right about what I expected. We did get a lot better as the season went on, and there was just a lot of learning, you know, going on early on for the kids. Played some young kids at the varsity level too, so that had something to do with it. But our kids got a lot better, had great attitudes. And overall, I'm pretty pleased with where we're at after 1 year. And I look forward to this summer and see how much better we can get before next season.
What strides did you see the most, especially in the young players?
I thought they got used to the speed of the varsity level. I thought we got a lot better at a lot of little things, if that makes sense. Offensively, we improved. I know at the beginning of the year, we were turning the ball over like 30-plus times a game. At the end of the year, we got that down under 20, I think, for the most part in our last quarter of the season. And that's probably when we were playing our best. So, you know, they came a long ways in a lot of different areas, and we just have to improve in our individual offensive. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, you had four seniors on the team, it looks like, with Christian Putney, Paul Berg, Garrett Welsh, and Ben Hoover. Two of them were starters. Garrett was a part-time starter, started in six games for you, and Putney largely came off the bench. What can you say about your graduating seniors?
It was a pleasure to have the opportunity to coach them. And you know, they had great attitudes and helped the transition, you know, to a new coach. They helped that tremendously. And I just hope we can show some improvement next year, and they'll be a big part of that, even though they're gone, because of how the kids saw them work and how the kids saw their attitudes towards the new coach and towards the new system. They'll be missed, but we look forward to the kids that we have coming back. And like I said, we got a lot of young kids in playing time, and I'm really interested to see how they improve over the summer.
In a couple of games that I saw, Ty Reardon stood out to me a little bit. He can shoot from the outside. He had a 34% three-point percentage, which is pretty solid. Actually, more than solid. It's pretty good. And what did you see from Ty? And that's a guy that, you know, he was your leading scorer this year as a sophomore. So you're going to look to him to do even more this next year. What did you like about Ty and how his game came along?
I thought Ty did a tremendous job because I asked him to do some things that he wasn't comfortable with at the beginning of the year, including playing the point guard. But he was our leading scorer. He shot a nice percentage from three, and that was even after at the beginning of the year. Like I said, I put some other tasks upon him, and it caused his shooting percentage to kind of dip early in the year. He did a great job of overcoming that. He's one of our leaders that I'll look forward to next year on the offensive side. He gets the kids into the open gyms, does exactly what you want as an upperclassman. But I look forward to him coming back and having, like you said, having our leading scorer come back. And he can do other things than just shoot. So,
well, do you think you'll try and look for a point guard so he can go back to his more natural spot, maybe at the off?
Yeah, I've got a couple guys that can play there, a couple freshmen that did it this year. That'll be sophomores. And then Titus Hamer, towards the end of the year, did a good job of running the point for us. So, yeah, we won't have to put Ty in that position. We'll look at him to score even more than he did this year. I think next year he'll take another step up in that aspect.
Who are some other guys that you're looking at could be starters, could be in the rotation, that you will need to take steps forward for you?
We got three or four juniors that play the post for us. that'll have to step up. Jackson Stringer did a nice job this year. Parker Snyder. Those two will probably step into the starting lineup. And then I have two reserves in Jacob Fry and Dylan Shannon that'll play quite a bit in the post. And then on the perimeter and on the wings, we have some youth. Titus Hamer will be our only one coming back with the upperclassmen. And I got some freshmen, Jack Berg, Cassius Burnside, and Titan Foster will all do play for us, along with some other guys that could step up if they work at it over the summer. So we'll be young on the perimeter, but I got some good post players coming back. And like I said, it'll be a lot easier that I won't have to teach them as much and they'll know what's going on. So we look forward to this opportunity.
So what is your priority here for these basketball players in the offseason?
Get stronger. We noticed we're just not as strong as a lot of the other teams we played. And so since the end of the year, we've had them getting in the weight room if they don't have weights as a PE class. And then we got to improve on our offensive execution. Our individuals just have to get better. Our post players have to get better playing with their post to the basket. And our wing people have got to be able to get by people when they're defending us tightly. If we can do that, I think we'll be pretty successful.
Well, Coach, really appreciate your time here today and certainly hope that you can be successful next year as you continue to try to rebuild this proud program. Thanks so much.
Thanks for your time.
Mick Long, head coach for Nottoway Valley Boys Basketball with us here on KSON.